Before online influencers, before Fox News, there was Rush Limbaugh. The conservative radio talk show host drew an estimated 20 million listeners each week at his peak. He sparked a wave of imitators on radio and on TV. He influenced Republican politics for more than a generation, and he equally offended millions with his slashing rhetoric. Limbaugh died today. At the age of 70, he had lung cancer. His wife, Catherine, shared the news on his show.
Losing a loved one is terribly difficult. Even more so when that loved one is larger than life.
NPR's David Folkenflik tells us of his life.
Rush Limbaugh often called himself an entertainer, but cast himself as a conservative alternative to the mainstream media, attacking taxes and regulation, calling for strong military intervention in the Middle East. He was courted and hailed as a political force by Republicans, including former President Donald Trump.
I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Limbaugh repaid the favor a few weeks before the 2020 election, turning hours of his broadcast over to the embattled president for a virtual rally after Trump had contracted COVID-19. Rush Hudson Limbaugh III was born in 1951 in Missouri. His father was an attorney, his mother active in local Republican politics. He started out in local radio almost five decades ago as a music DJ, was fired after a bit for infusing his broadcast with his conservative take on the day's news. That hardly slowed him down. He had stops in Sacramento and New York City before becoming a national sensation.
I mean, there's a whole psychology of doing the program the way that I do it.
Limbaugh spoke to me in 2007 about his show.
And there is a lot of shtick and a lot of humor to it. But the one thing that I don't do is make things up, say things I don't believe just to cause a reaction, because that takes no talent.
In 1992, Limbaugh's clout was felt for the first time on the national scene as he backed a conservative firebrand, Patrick Buchanan, in a primary challenge to President George H.W. Bush. 2 years later, during the Clinton era, Limbaugh served as a megaphone for conservative Republicans who took over the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years. At a Heritage Foundation event, new Congresswoman Barbara Cuban handed Limbaugh a plaque with the legend, "Rush was right."
Talk radio with you in the lead is what turned the tide, Rush, and we know that. In fact, you were the voice that everyone else could follow.
I always say my real purpose is to attract the largest audience I can and hold it for as long as I can so I can charge confiscatory advertising rates.
Again, this is Limbaugh from 2007. Limbaugh could be buoyant and playful. He could also be crude, cruel, and offensive towards his targets, especially women.
I wonder when she loses next if she'll go back to the kitchen.
Here was his take on Nancy Pelosi as she became the first female speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Look at Miss Pelosi. Why? She can multitask. She can breastfeed. She can clip her toenails. She can direct the House, all while a kid sitting on her lap at the same time.
And he called a graduate student a slut after she urged Congress to ensure medical insurance covers birth control. He traded on racist stereotypes as well. Over the years, he routinely questioned Barack Obama's patriotism and mocked Michelle Obama's physique. Limbaugh compared feminists to Nazis, Hillary Clinton to Nazis, Democrats to Nazis, anti-smoking activists to Nazis. There were a lot of Nazi comparisons, actually.
The fewest number of words you can use to convey a point, the more power the point has.
Limbaugh told me he believes people take offense to try to silence his beliefs.
Now, I understand people are going to be offended, but I've had a policy all my life not to worry about offending people because it's going to happen. It's a daily part of life.
In recent years, he allowed his listeners into a more human dimension of his persona, his loss of hearing, which is at the core of a radio performer's abilities. It led to cochlear implants. He also acknowledged his addiction to opioids. Early in 2020, the frequent cigar smoker revealed his diagnosis with lung cancer. In October 2020, Limbaugh announced it was terminal.
It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over.
Limbaugh told his listeners his struggles were no bigger and no worse than any of theirs. David Folkenflik, NPR News.